Shalom, dear friends. God bless you. Our study in this session is found in Luke chapter 18, and we are learning from the parables, the Meshalim that Yeshua, our Messiah, taught in the land of Israel. Each one of these parables, these paraboles, these meshalim to cast alongside, teach us tremendous truths. And this parable, found in Luke 18, verses 1 to 8, Yeshua teaches his disciples the importance of prayer. Would you say, and would you agree that if there is anything that we all lack in, you might say, practicing regularly and faithfully, is the practice of prayer. In Hebrew, we call it tefillah. We call it tefillah, lehitpalel, to pray and to commit all things in our lives unto the Lord, unto our God, who loved us and provided redemption from sin and judgment because he provided the Messiah Yeshua, who gave himself for us. Well, the parable is called the parable of the persistent widow. In Hebrew, it is called Mashal Ha'almana Ha'matmida. In Hebrew, the first verse of chapter 18 says, Ve'gam Mashal Diber Elehem Lehitpalel Tamid Ve'lo Lehitrapot. This is such a beautiful verse in the Hebrew. We read it in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8, and he spake a parable unto them, to the end that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenged me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Yeshua is now making the application to the disciples, in verse 6, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Interesting parable. You see, Yeshua is seeking to encourage the disciples just before he is about to go to the shameful altar, that is the Roman cross, when he will die for the sin of this world, and he will depart from them back to heaven. And Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is challenging the disciples of the importance to pray. And he presented through meshalim, through parables, as it was very common for him doing his ministry here on earth, telling stories to teach spiritual lessons. You see, prayer is that which was needful in the history of the people of Israel, before the church, the assembly was born, and during this assembly church age. Prayer is essential in our personal life, our family life, our collective life. We need to learn to turn all our problems to the Lord, casting all our cares upon Him, upon God, upon the Mashiach, because He does care for us. And so, listen, beloved friends, the Lord is using this parable to illustrate a very important lesson. You see, throughout the history of the Word of God, we find the men and women of God in days of old constantly turning in prayer to the Lord. For example, Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, we read in verse 3, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant of mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments." You see, Daniel prayed. Ezra prayed. Nehemiah prayed. Moshe prayed. In fact, throughout the history of Israel, the men, the leaders of Israel and the people of Israel, when they were right with God, they prayed. Samuel said, "God forbid that I should cease from praying for you," he said to the people of Israel. Now the Messiah came. And Yeshua once and again is encouraging the people of God today in our days in which we live in to pray. And that's why he began the whole parable here, the parable of the persistent widow, Mashal ha'almana ha'matmida. He spake a parable unto them, and he said that men ought to always pray and not faint. Do not stop. Do not lose heart from praying to the Lord, because we need God in our life. We need to share with him all the challenges that we face in our life. In fact, my dear friend, the apostle said in Romans 12, verse 12, continue in prayer. In Ephesians 6, verse 18, he continued to say, praying always. In Colossians 4 and verse 2, Shaul Paul said, continuing in prayer. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul said, pray without ceasing. God's people are exhorted to pray at all times. When good days are coming, when not so good days are coming, speaking to God, casting our burdens upon him, it is his delight to hear. And so Yeshua gives us in verses 2 to 5 this parable about this judge in a city who was unjust. You see, we read in verse 2, there was a judge in a city who feared not God and regarded not man. He was really a wicked judge. He didn't have any fear of God. He couldn't care for anyone, for the people around. He was really an unjust judge. And to fall into the hand of such a judge, it's a terrible thing. Who do not judge justly. So the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, said to his disciples, you see, here's a city. There was an unjust judge. He didn't care for God. He didn't care for man. But at the very same city, there was a widow in verse 3. And in the very same city, and she came to him, saying to him, avenge me my adversary. In other words, she said to him, give me my justice, because she had opposition. Apparently, she didn't receive her justice. She didn't have a husband. She was a widow. In Hebrew, she's called Almana. She perhaps didn't have any relatives to help her. So she's coming before this judge, and she asks him to help her, to give her a just judgment. But you see what we read? In the next verse, it says here that he, verse 4, he would not for a while. In other words, she's coming, and she's coming, and she's coming, and she's coming. But he doesn't give her a right judgment. He couldn't care less for her. He couldn't care for her at all. So, here Yeshua is telling us this very interesting parable, seeking to help the disciples to see the importance of consistent prayer. A prayer with consistency. Not only when we have trouble, but at all times. And so it says in verse 4 that he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God and I regard not a man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, I will get her right justice, lest by her continual coming she will weary me. You see, he was not a just judge. He cared for himself. He really didn't care for God to do the right thing. He didn't care for the widow either. But because the widow continuously came to him, and you might say, bothered him, get me justice. Help me with my situation. I'm not treated right. Things are not right. Help me, judge. And so you see, Yeshua is seeking to teach this disciple, and he is seeking to teach us, because we do not realize many times what a wonderful God we have. A loving, gracious God, who care for you, who care for me, who care for mankind. And especially those that have already trusted in him, like the Talmidim, the disciples that follow Yeshua the Messiah. They needed to be encouraged by learning from that widow who came to this unjust judge who feared not God and did not have any regard to to mankind around him. He did as he pleased. He was in a position that he was situated there, and he, instead of providing justice, could not care for God and for the ways of God, could not care for men, neither does he regard that mankind, people around him. He was a selfish, self-willed judge. And we live in a world in which we can see how clearly there's so much injustice here in this world. It is only when the Mashiach Yeshua will return, of him we read in Isaiah chapter 11, he will not judge after the seeing of his eyes, but he will judge with righteousness. He will judge the poor. That's the Mashiach, the Messiah, who would come in his second coming to judge righteously. But we live in a world that there is no righteous judgment, sadly, because of man's sin nature. And oftentimes you and I, as believers in Yeshua the Messiah, we cannot point the finger always at others. We also fail in judging right judgment oftentimes when we are not in right tune with the Lord. And so Yeshua is encouraging the disciples right now, after he explained to them and he presented before them this necessity to pray, because he said in verse 1, men ought always to pray and not faint. He presented before them this parable in verses 2, 3, and 4, and 5, and now he's making the application. After he said that this judge said, because this widow troubleth me, he cared about himself, I will avenge her, I will give her the right justice, the right judgment. But he continues and he says, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Very selfish judge this judge was. He did not care for the widow. He cared that she will stop wearying him by coming to him again. But yet you can see the continuous seeking after justice that this woman, this widow, came to this man once and again without to stop, seeking the right judgment, seeking justice for herself. And so, beloved friend, from the next verses, verses 6, 7, and 8, our blessed Lord Yeshua set before us the application. And see what he does in verse 6, 7, and 8, Yeshua really makes an application to his disciples because he wants them to see that God is unlike this unjust judge. God is a just judge. God is a good God, is a fair God, is a righteous judge, is a righteous God. And so Yeshua said in verse 7, and shall not God avenge or do justice to his own elect, the chosen one, the one he have chosen in the Mashiach before the foundation of the world? Will he not provide justice to those whom he have chosen, which cry or pray day and night unto him? Do you think the Lord Jesus the Messiah said to the disciples that God, who is unlike this unjust judge, will he not get justice to the one that he have chosen, brought for himself, led them to come to know salvation through the Mashiach, led them to come to know him, even though they are still failing people, but he have chosen them. He have chosen them, and you notice he continued to say in verse 7, which cry or which pray day and night unto him. And notice what he continued to say in verse 7, though he bear long with them. You see, God bears with us. Oh yes, we are forgiven. Our sins have been paid for once we have accepted the work of redemption that the Lord Yeshua the Messiah paid when he died on that Roman cross where he shed his blood, fulfilling all that which the whole sacrificial system given to God, given by God to the people of Israel, pointing to the Messiah who came in the fullness of the time, and he shed his own precious blood. And whoever believe in him, accept him, receive forgiveness of sins. And so, Yeshua, Jesus, makes the application. Even though you cry to me, you receive forgiveness of sins, you turn to me for salvation, but God is still bearing with his own people here in this world with our failure and our shortcoming, and because we still have this old nature within us waiting for the time where we are going to be glorified no longer with this nature here on earth. So God bear with his own people. Patiently he bear with us. Long suffering towards us. Patience towards his own people whom he have elected. And so here's the final verse. In verse 8, the Lord Jesus is saying to the disciples, I tell you disciples, that he that is God will avenge them speedily. God will give an answer. Now remember that when we pray, God might say yes, and God might say no, and God may even say wait. But he still answers. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God promised that he will answer the prayer of his own people. In 1 John chapter 5, we read in verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. In other words, he hears the prayer of his own people. But God, because he is righteous and holy, he knows exactly how to respond to the need of his people. Now, of course, naturally speaking, we would love to receive a yes for everything we ask for. We normally do not like to hear no, and we also do not want to wait. But remember what We read in the Word of God, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." God said to our people of Israel some years ago through the prophet, to wait on the Lord, to trust in Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He will direct thy path. So to trust in Him, to wait on Him, to speak with Him, to pray consistently is that which Yeshua is seeking to teach the disciples and to teach us, though we fail in it so much. We fail in our individual prayer life. We fail in our family prayer life. We fail in our collective prayer life. Oftentimes, prayer meetings are the least attended. And we know it. Individually, as families, collectively, we need God's grace. And this is exactly what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is seeking to teach the disciples and to teach you and I as well. So, here's the last verse, verse 8 of Luke 18. He said, "I tell you that he that is God will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Yeshua is saying, you see, he says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man, when the Mashiach, Ben HaAdam, this is a messianic title, when the Messiah will come, that is in His second coming. You see, Yeshua was there with the disciples ready to go to pay for the sin of this world. That is the first coming. He came to become the Lamb of God. But He's coming again. And He's challenging us. Nevertheless, notice the second half of Luke 18:8. When the Son of Man cometh, when Yeshua will return, shall He find faith on the earth? In this world in which we live in, when things are getting from bad to worse, where there's decline in the spiritual condition of God's people, will the Lord find faith on the earth when He will return? When He will return for the rapture to take the heavenly company to heaven, will He find faith among God's people? That is exactly what Yeshua is seeking to teach us. Continue on with prayer. Carry on. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, because He does care for us. Dear friends, may God bless you. May God encourage us to continue to pray every day, to trust in the Lord, and cast before Him all our burdens. Well, until the next time, God bless you. Shalom, shalom.